Governor Walker announced this afternoon that he's calling on the State Department of Health Services to partner with the Wisconsin National Guard to train teams of soldiers in Ebola treatment protocols and procedure. The governor is also calling on the federal government to institute a travel ban for Ebola-affected countries in West Africa. He said, however, that charter, military, and other medically necessary flights should still be allowed. Walker said this morning that he's confident about the state's preparedness plan, which he says is being constantly updated.
For weeks now, we've been getting just about daily updates, not only from the state in terms of DHS, but they're talking pretty routinely to our healthcare systems, big and small alike, and to the Hospital Association and others, and they feel very strong. But I think with an issue like this, we want to make sure that we're constantly vigilant.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke addressed Wisconsin's Ebola response in an interview with Wisconsin Public Television last night. She called the disease a real threat.
We have the best hospitals here. We have the best people. But, of course, I am concerned that the procedures are in place and that our hospital personnel are trained to be able to identify the disease and act accordingly.
There have been two cases of Ebola diagnosed in the United States. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.